Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim B'Siyata Dishmaya in the Maharal. It should be a S'chus for Rabbi Moroni Mimorotzi, a S'chus for Rav Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Sima, a S'chus for Daniel Kratka Shlita, B'chol B'nei Beisel, S'chus for Aaron Yisor Moshe Mordechai, S'chus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rechav Atzlach B'chol Masei Yedayim, S'chus Mordechai David ben Krain ben Kraina, for Shlem Tzach Shachol Yisrael. We are in the Be'er HaChamishi, the Sefer Be'er HaGola. In the beginning, Dibur HaMaskel on page Hay of the Mechon Yerushalayim edition. V'kol HaDvar HaMeil Amru Chazal V'Yosef Shlem was Per Kamed Erev ben Pnei Mazach U'Beis Hillel L'Kabor HaHalacha Kamoisem Pnei Shenochim V'Aluvim Hem. Why is the Halacha like Beis Hillel? And the answer is they're Nochim and Aluvim. Nochim, they're pleasant. Aluvim, Rashi says, they're savlanim. They're very tolerant. Patient, accepting. Nochim is pleasant. He's going to say today. B'shalom divrem b'divrei beis shamai. And they would not only say their own teachings, but they would also say the teachings. Rashi writes, when the beis shamai would bring a raya and a Torah for their words, beis hillel would bring a raya for another pasuk. And they would also dash in the pasuk of Beis Shammai. And it wasn't easy. Rashi says, Lo yakal b'neim. So, you see, they're not only teaching their own, they're not only relating to their own day, they're also relating to the day of Beis Shammai. Well, also, makdim divrei Beis Shammai divrei. Not only that, but first they teach Beis Shammai's shita, and only then their own shita. And in that merit, the halacha was established like then. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara ve'erivim b'daf yud gimel amud beis. U'mayata yesh lishol, says Rabbeinu. Ma'an yezeh shtiyah halacha kamoisim d'shvil shayim ha-shpil ha-natsim ein roi shtiyah halacha kamoisim. Ki halacha toila b'zeh sh'atara shalahem l'fi halacha. Rabbeinu shayim ha-ktina ma'atsma. What's the whole vort? That the halacha is like them because they have these good midos. They make themselves small. That's not a good reason to paskin halacha like someone, apparently. They paskin halacha like someone because they're saying correctly. Because they have this the correct psak. No, here it's because they make themselves small. They honor Beis Shammai. Mabshat. Rak she'el dvarim kulam usiba atzmis she'yom advorim amitim lefi halacha. No. This is a reason they're going to say things that are emes lefi halacha. Because since they're pleasant, they follow the truth. When a person gets angry, because of the force of his anger, would appear that he wants to support his own opinion with power, with strength, with force. Rotzeh lanatzech, and he wants to win. So he has this koyach hakas. As Rabbeinu writes it in the Siva Kas, Perak Aleph, ki hakas hu espailus ha'odem, v'chol espailus hu legeshem, like the big Yisod of the Maharal, that espailus, when you're impacted by your surroundings, that's gashmius. That's something physical. The person wants to be spiritual. He has to be mis'ali. He has to elevate himself above his surroundings. The surroundings aren't mashpi on you. That's the secret of joy, as Maran HaRav writes. That happiness can't be contingent upon external circumstances. You're happy because you're close to God, because you're a son of daughter of God. Because you're alive. But not because of anything external that is or isn't happening. Kas is also a spilus. And therefore it says, V'kas b'chei ksilim yanuach, Mishlei 7:9. Because a ksil is far away from what's sichli. A fool is far away from spirituality. So one of the simanim of chomrius is b'koyach uviyad chazaka. כפי שכסף הרבינו בחידושי הגודס לראש השנה, ואיני יש לך לדעס כי הכויכוס השכליוס מנהיגים את הכויכוס הגופניוס, ובלתי שיעטילו הם עליהם. אבל הכויכוס הגופניוס הפועלים, הם פועלים בכויכוס הנפעלו ומטילים הם יסירה. So the spiritual kochos are supposed to lead the physical kochos. And when they do that, they don't impose fear upon them, excessive awe, excessive fear. But when the kochos hagufnios ha-polim, and polim kochos ha-nif'alim, u'metilin eimi yiseira, so they impose fear, so that's the kas. Person has kas, so he says, do like me, I'm right. And therefore he's going to veer from the pathway of truth. So you see that this desire to win makes you veer from the power of truth. And so writes Rabbeinu in the Sefer HaTiferes in the 56th chapter, that's the difference between learning when you're young and learning when you're old. Omnam kasher magi li meizikna v'kar parasaru menu yimei yaldus, asher bimei yaldus hu oiv lirdof v'lenetzeach b'halochi. Hein bepilpul sheyesh bo mamash, hein bepilpul sheyin bo mamash. V'yachal loymar ki yodei atzayid oni. V'leis ziknasoi kvarasar tshuka zois meitai. V'moitzei atzmoi chosir v'yira acharisoi. So, when a person is old, he doesn't have youthfulness anymore. When he's young, he wants to win. Whether his pilpul is correct, his pilpul is not correct, he wants to win. He wants to be the hunter. He wants to be victorious. And when he's older, he doesn't have that shuk anymore. And he finds himself lacking, and he sees his end. So when he's young, he's the man. When he gets older, he gets more seichel in him. So when you're young, it makes you veer from the derech ha-emes, because you want to be victorious in the argument. He writes elsewhere, Rabbeinu in Sefer HaNetzach in the 15th chapter, "B'mei akadnis v'abachas adam omin b'olam zeh achormi ki az nechshav sichlo b'tzirasai, b'tal eitzel aguf, kilu hayachomri legamri." When he's young, his seichel, his tzura, his batal, is nullified to his body, as if he's completely physical. So this makes him veer from the path of truth, because he wants to be the winner. It's a competition. It shouldn't be, but that's what it ends up being. Rotze lenatzeach v'usar miderech ha-emes. וגם בפני שאין עלובים הוסיב השם ודברם לפי ההלכה. שאם לא כן מכוח שרוצה לסגד על הבעל מחלוקסוי, הוא סויסר דברי בעל ריבוי. אף אגב שאין אמס איתוי. So, first of all, the Beis Hillel is Nochim, and therefore they follow the truth, because they don't have this caste that makes them want to win. That's their no, they're pleasant, they're not angry. They're angry, they want to, that's the koach hakas that makes you want to beat the other guy. And also they're aluvim. Aluvim is a reason, she'amru dvarim lefi halacha. They're savlanim. They're patient, they're tolerant. If they weren't patient, if they weren't tolerant, since they want to be misgadal bal machlukzo, since they want to be greater than their nemesis, their Baal Machlokas, he says, and Rabbeinu says in the Gur Aryeh in Dvarim, Perek Aleph Os Chav Tes, that Dosan Avirim are called Anoshim because they're Baal Machlokas. Ish is somebody strong. Be a man, we say. That's what the Torah means also. Anoshim, they're men, they're strong. They're Baalei Machlokas. They argue with God, they argue with Moshe. They want to be Mizgaber over Moshe. So you see this Indian of being, wanting to be Mizgaber over Machlokas. But they're aloof. They're patient people. And therefore they don't wanna be misgala ba machlukse. And become people who are not wanna be seiser dibre ba riba, they wanna contradict what the other guy says. They're always looking for the weakness in the other guy's argument just to win the argument. Even though he's not right, but he still wants to he still wants to win. So you see that if a person's not an Aluf, so he wants to be Misgadal Ba'am Achlukso, even though the Amos isn't with him. So the only Eitz is to be Aluf, the only Eitz is to be a Savlin, to be accepting, to be patient. Otherwise, one's in danger of just wanting to beat the other guys. So they're Nochim, they're pleasant, they don't have the Mida of Kas, and they're Aluvim, they don't have this Mida to want to be Misgadal, making themselves greater than Ba'am Achlukso. And if they're going to get to the Emes, how do these mitzvahs get to the help you get to the Emes? That's what we explain. V'chein, ma she'yishonim divrei Beit Shammai v'ayim makdim divrei Beit Shammai l'divreim. Nir shalayu sonim l'divrei Ba'al Rivam. V'vakshim l'tchos divrei zulasim af ki Emes itam. They didn't hate the people who they were arguing with, and they didn't seek to push away, contradict what the other side was saying, even if the other side was saying the truth. Since they would teach their words and the words of Beis Shammai, they would first say over the words of Beis Shammai. They weren't trying to just push away what the other people said. And their machlokas wasn't just to be the winner. As Rabbeinu writes in the Nesiva Kas, so they were mesuder. They weren't out to overcome their friend, to be the winner, to be victorious. They were mesudar, and they didn't say wild pilpuls just to prove they're right. If you just want to be the win the argument, then you're not saying the truth. You're always seeking out to be right. It's a big problem in life. Beis Hillel didn't have these things. It's wrong that the halacha should be like that. Even though Beis Shammai is saying great things, are saying great things. It says in the Gemara here when you came along the base. Kevin sheyesh le Beis Shammai Beis Hillel hachana shiur les divreim halacha kach halacha ki divrei ke Beis Hillel. Since ha Beis Hillel, so Beis Shammai were saying nice things, they were saying good things, they were saying wise things, but since Beis Hillel had hachana, they had this preparation shiro ilios divreim halacha, that it's fitting that their words be halacha, therefore the halacha is like Beis Hillel. What's this inyan of hachana? Just because they have a chana, if what Beis Shammai was Hillel was saying, Beis Shammai was saying was tovim v'yisharim, what's this inyan of hachana? So the Machon Yerushalayim Maharal, he brings from Rav Weintraub, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Elio Weintraub, who explains. We've been using obviously these a lot of the sources. The sources we bring are from all of them are from the Machon Yerushalayim edition, amazing edition. So Rav Weintraub explained that when the halacha was established like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, lo medubar kan rak benogea le Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. We're not just talking merely about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, ela behachra'a shel kav echad al pnei kav acher. We're deciding with one line of thought, one school of thought, over another. ולכך הכרעה זו קובעת את ההנהגה אף לגבי הדורות הבאים שיבואו. And therefore this establishes it even for the generations to come. Like we see in Edius, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Lo Maskir Masifrei Beis Shammah VeHillel LeVatala. Since there the Chachamim were Doches Divreyam and they themselves retracted. The Lamed says the Mishnah Doris Habayim Shalei Adam Amir Al Daita Shavas Oilam Lomdu Al Divreyam, to teach you the Doris that a person shouldn't stick to his guns if he's not correct, because the Abbas Oilam Shammah and Hillel Lomdu Al Divreyam. So Divrei Beis Shammah and Hillel are not just Nogei Latzman. They are a foundation, they're a yosi, they're a pina l'kol ha'doros yavo, they're avos ha'olam. So here's the adifus of Beis Hillel over Beis Shammah, that even though it's a avos ha'olam, it says Eilu Be'elu Dibre'elu Chaim, but the doros haboim, the line of thought, the school of thought of Beis Hillel, is going to be closer than that of Beis Shammah, because of what the Maharal explained. So at the time, Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel are both saying correct. They're both terrific. But the school of Beis Hillel is a school of Enochim and Aluvim. And the school of Beis Shammah is not. So Beis Shammah themselves were Beseder. But over the generations, it's going to be Chesronos that are going to be revealed in the approach of Beis Shammah. And that's the problem. In the Sefer Yoel Or, the Kutim Sofasov Sefer Shemos of the Gro, he writes, Eilu Be'elu Dibre'elu Elohim Chaim Av Halacha Gebeis Hillel, V'Avta Beis Shammah Charif, even though Beis Shammah is more charif, they're sharper. Halacha is not like them. Because charif ain't lo menucha. Shekol charif sich laholech b'akmimus, if a person is too hard, it's too sharp, so their seichel is crooked. Chas v'sham lo al tanayim v'amorayim, shekol dibre'em kodesh kadash, and none of the tanayim v'amorayim. All their words are holy of holies. V'chol kushim mitzad ha'klipa l'shabroi, so v'hem hayut kifi kedusha. So the Divrei Elokim Chaim, and at the time they were correct. But over the generations you're going in darkness, because they don't have the Maila of Beis Shammai, who's able to balance out, on one hand they're extra Harifus, but they have the greatness of Beis Shammai. Since they have the great personality qualities of Beis Shammai, they're going to stay on the straight and narrow in the time of Beis Shammai. But in later generations, it's not the same. So they were asking kashas to be, like it says in Kabbalah, to break the klipas, break the impure husks. And they needed to go on the tzad small. But in the future, you go on the tzad small, you're going to go off the path. And not always going to be mechavin lamis. So that's what it means when Rabbeinu says that Beis Hillel has hachana for the emes. What he means is that they have these character traits, these qualities. They're going to keep them straight throughout the generations. Whereas Beis Shammai, they have character traits that at the time it was okay. Nothing was wrong because they had the tremendous godless of Beis Shammai. But over the generations, they're in the tzad small, and they don't have this quality of Nochem and Aluvim. They're going to veer from the path of truth. They're going to go in darkness, Kalosh and Agra. And therefore we paskin like Beis Hillel. So again, since Beis Hillel was L'doris, and Mela, those who are in that school of thought and those had those personality traits, they're going to go with the Emes. Whereas Beis Shammai, those who have the personality traits, the Kav, the school of thought, the approach, the attitude of Beis Shammai. So at the time it was Divrei Elohim Chaim, but over the generations, there it's not going to be Divrei Elohim Chaim, and therefore it's going to be Beis. The halacha has to be like Beis Hillel. So that is a beautiful explanation. And Ritz Hashem, we will continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.